Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland
on News Talk.
Now, different out and about this week, I'm about to get my hair cut. And it's by no ordinary barber, Jerry Downey of Jared's Barbers at the Clayton Hotel here in Ballsbridge. He's been cutting hair, wait till you hear this, for 67 years. And my God, he's got some stories to tell me. Jerry, how are you?
Oh, not too bad at all, not too bad. Keeping the best side out.
Now, Jerry, firstly, you're a very interesting character. Your business model, per se, is that you set up shop in hotels back through the decades.
That's right.
And you basically were the on-site barber in a hotel, as you are here today in the Clayton. Tell us a little bit about your journey.
Well, I started off, first of all, in the Burlington Hotel. It was a long, long time ago. I stayed there for about 4 years, and PV opened up the Berkeley Court Hotel. And he came in to me one day, and I was very happy in the borough. It was going great. But he wanted me to go down to the Berkeley that he was opening up. And I was a bit shocked because I didn't know what to expect. But he insisted I went down. He's opening up the best hotel in the country, and he wanted, so he said, the best barber in the country. So I went down there, and thank God everything went great from the first day I went down, you know. So I moved down here to Clayton, and down to Clayton now, it's such a change for me because I was always, always busy. You had to book me in at least about 4 or 5 days in advance, at least. Now it's a lot different because the COVID has done that. An awful lot of my clients in this area are not coming into this area anymore. They're staying at home on the short week and all that type of thing. That's the difference. But I still like it down here. It's a lovely shop. People are lovely. The management of this place are smashing. They're great now, you know.
Well, hopefully a few listeners might hear that you're back in town and you're here at the Clayton because you're going about to cut my hair. I don't have a lot of hair, Jerry, so it could be a fairly easy job. What are we going to be doing today?
Well, I'm using a number one on you because you weren't telling me what you want, so there's no problem. Once a person tells me what they want and when they know what they want, I'm able to do it. But sometimes you give a bit of advice. If a person asks you for something that you think isn't going to suit them, you say to them, listen, I'll do what you want, but I'd advise you this and that, you know, that type of thing. And that's what happens, you know.
And Jerry, given that you've got customers for 50 years plus, you've been cutting fellas' hair for you know, the same people, you must build up an incredible bond with your customers.
I feel I get on very well. They're like friends, to be honest with you. Yeah. And thank God they're still all coming to me. I'm very, very lucky like that. They're very, very loyal. The only sad thing about it is that every month or so, I get a phone call from one of their sons or their daughters or their wife. Unfortunately, after dying, yeah, you know, and that's the sad thing. And if I got the money back that I spent on mascaras, I'd be worth a fortune now.
I know you're a man of the ultimate indiscretion, so you wouldn't be telling tales out of school, but you must have some stories to tell, given that you've been cutting hair for nearly 70 years.
Well, I have a few little stories, but I'll tell you one that you might be interested in. And the Irish Open was over here.
Yeah.
And Ballesteros, he was playing. His brother was a caddy for him that year. Anyway, this fella came in one morning to me and he said to me, was I busy? And I said, no, I can take you now if you want to. So it happened to be Seve's brother. So I'd done his hair and he was a nice chap. He thanked me and all that, went off. So I went out then after him, not after him, but behind him to go over to the loo. And all of a sudden, when I went down to the lobby, there was Seve going around him, feeling his hair and looking at his hair to make sure it was okay before he came in to me to get a hair.
So the brother was sent in as a guinea pig.
The brother was sent in as a guinea pig. And he even told me that afterwards because he came back afterwards. He said, geez, my brother, he's very, very happy with his haircut, you know. So, and he was a very nice guy, actually, you know.
Yeah.
He gave me a tenner for a tip.
The tips must have been fairly good over the years, weren't they?
The tips were always good, yeah, thank God. People are very deep. You know,
yeah.
I don't expect that from people, but they do it and they're great. You know, they're smashing. Yeah.
Well, what about the various trends that you've seen now in cutting people's hair? Like a lot of your customers, I suppose, have grown with you. But when you see all these broccoli heads and all these latest styles, fades, yeah, all this sort of stuff, what do you make of all that, gallery?
Something I look at them and say, "Please, geez, that looks terrible." But you know, if a customer comes in to me and he says he wants a fade, low fade or high fade, thanks be to God I can do that because I'm in the barbering so long that going back maybe 30 years ago, that was one of the styles we were doing. So, you know, it's not a new thing,
okay. But
it's something just redone. And it's great. Smashing people should get their hair done the way they want to get it done.
So hair is fashion all around. Hair is cyclical. And you reckon you're around so long that you've seen most of the trends and the styles and the fashions, so that if one comes up now, next year or the year after, it'll probably be one that was there 30 years ago.
It could be a crew cut or something like that. You just don't know what. Yeah, of course. That's the way it goes. It goes in cycles. And the people that set the trends are the like of the rugby players. Anybody that's in the public eye, the young people see them. If they like the hair or whatever it is, they change it the same way, you know.
How important is word of mouth for developing your business? Reputation, and your reputation must absolutely be paramount in terms of just making sure that you do a good job and people will tell 20 more people.
Well, that's the way it goes. I won the Irish Championships in Ballsbridge, and then in 72 I was in Paris and I won a gold medal in the modern trend. So but after that I had a fellow called Cal O'Shannon used to come to me. He was one of the chaps out of RTE.
Yeah.
And
Sorry.
He was always getting me plenty of interviews and that type of thing. And that helped my business an awful lot, you know.
And Mike Murphy was in earlier in the week, was he?
Michael used to be on that as Candid Camera, that's right. And he always wanted to catch me on Candid Camera. He was telling me this afterward now. So they set up a thing, and what they were going to do, he was going to get dressed up as a prince, and he's supposed to be staying in the hotel. And the management would tell me to go up. The prince wanted to get his hair cut. He did want to come down to the shop, but to go up to his room to do it. Now, what they had planned to do was they had planned to get a little ape and have the ape and when I came up, it wasn't the prince that wanted his haircut, it was the ape that wanted his haircut. But they couldn't get an ape that didn't bite. That's the reason. So they didn't get it. He was telling me that's why it didn't go through. But he said to me, see, what would you have done if I'd been there, you know? Like, I said, I would have got a good tip. I would have chased the bloody ape all around the floor to cut his bloody hair.
We're all right, Jerry. Fire up the machine there and we'll get the business done.
Be willing to hear
okay. Here we go. Oh, yes. Well, you're having too much of a challenge with me here today. There's not that much hair to be cut.
No, well, you're right there, Bobby. Not too much at all. I'll be able to do it quite fast for you if you wanted it done fast. But there's another thing. Do you see this? You often get people in looking for a haircut that is nearly impossible to do for them, you know?
Yeah.
Now, that is a present I got from a lady that comes into me, because her husband comes into me as well, and she gave me that. I won't say it.
So it's a mug and it says, I'm a hairdresser, not a beep, beep, beep magician.
Yeah. I asked me to do something, I just won't see them at all. I just pointed that jug and say, look at that. And these are.
Well, Jerry, it's a pleasure to come in here. It's Jared's Barbers, folks. It's here in the Clayton Hotel in Ballsbridge. He's a top man. He's a bit of crack. He'll tell you a few stories. So thanks for cutting my hair today, Jerry. I really appreciate it.
Down to business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.